News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
New figures show 104 county councillors have stepped down across Ireland since the last elections actually took place. Now, earlier on, we spoke to Sinead Dooley, who's a former Fianna Fáil councillor, and she actually shared her thoughts on why so many councillors are deciding to step down.
I suppose over the last number of years, the workload of local elected representatives has become quite sizable, particularly under better local government from the town councils. The workload for county councillors certainly has magnified the number of additional committees in terms of special policy committees and local enterprise groups. From a public representative's viewpoint, county councillors are really expected to do full-time work for a part-time pay. Certainly, if you're looking to encourage people who are well-educated and bring quite a lot to the table in terms of energy and drive and vision, certainly you're going to have to look at the expectations in terms of the hours they will put in as opposed to the remuneration which they receive.
Okay, that's our former Fianna Fáil councillor Sinead Dooley sharing her thoughts there. We want to know, should we be looking to increase the pay of councillors to ensure that more local authority reps actually stay in the job? So to discuss, we're joined by Damian Gagan, who's a Fine Gael councillor in Waterford, but he's also the president of the Irish Association of Local Government. Damian, good morning.
Good morning, Andrea.
Part-time pay for a full-time job is Sinead Dooley's assessment. Why are so many councillors, 104, why are they leaving?
Sinead is correct, yeah. And there was major reforms of local government introduced in 2014, and they had a major impact on the workload and the role of the councillor. There was a 40% reduction across the board in the number of councillors, with a corresponding increase in the workload on the actual elected representatives. And I believe that the review which is taking place now, and which is underway, I actually believe it's 5 years too late. It should have taken place prior to and alongside the reviews of 2014. And it is interesting to note as well, as an aside, that some of those reforms, including the abolition of town councils, the national politicians who were in place at that time have since expressed regret in relation to that. But look, that's all water under the bridge now. And the reality is many rural-based councillors are faced with much larger electoral areas, and with councillors in larger urban and city areas are servicing a growing population. And, you know, some city electoral areas are twice the national standard of one elected member for every 4,800 population. We've a dropout rate which is quite high. Now, people have dropped out since 2014 for a variety of reasons, but we also have quite a number of sitting councillors who have indicated to the association that they're not going to stand in next year's local election.
Okay, can I just ask you on that point? You talked about the numbers that have stepped down. It's 104, which I thought seemed extremely high when I was looking at this last night. Does that 104 include people, though, who have moved to the Dáil and the Shannon and even become judges? Because they obviously can't hold those two positions simultaneously.
Yes, it's for a variety of reasons.
Okay, so
there's 104 there. But as I said, the important thing here is the councillors that are in place right now who have indicated that they won't stand in 2019, the next year's local election. The workload is too high. If you were working in a job where you had decent career prospects, would you take on board the role of a county councillor as well? The reality is about 40 to 45% of councillors in a survey carried out by the association, and which is backed up by the Department of the Environment and Local Government, have indicated that they're full-time at it, and they have to be full-time at it in order to do the job properly.
Can I ask Damien, just give us a flavour of what it is that a county councillor does on a day-to-day basis that would warrant it becoming a full-time position insofar as that you're looking to get a doubling of the salary, basically?
Well, in the past, I mean, what you would have had was you would have had maybe a couple of meetings every month, and that would have been it basically. What you have now is you have quite a large number of meetings every week, and that's just your statutory function as a county councillor. You also have a representational role where you make representations on behalf of the public on a wide variety of issues, everything from planning, roads, housing, down to issues like littering, dog fouling issues. It's a wide variety of stuff, and it's constant. We're now in an era of social media immediacy. Councillors are contactable 24/7, and people expect a good service, and they get a good service from councillors. people expect an immediate response from councillors, and it's constant. And as I said, a 40% reduction in the number of councillors, but that didn't mean that issues that needed to be dealt with on behalf of the electorate, they didn't disappear.
Can I ask, you're currently, the salary is currently €16,645. What are you looking for?
We're looking to be, that's currently a quarter of a senator's salary. We believe that we should not be linked to a senator's salary in any way at all, but we should be linked to a grade in the civil service, which would recognise the workload that we do and the role that we play as public representatives. And we wouldn't have to then, as an association, be dependent on, or as councillors, be dependent on the minister of the day.
But what grade?
What
grade or money are you? I mean, are you talking doubling it to 30,000?
A figure of 40,000, I think, would be
30.
Okay. Would be
accepted, so obviously, if a county councillor was to move from 16,000 to 30,000, that's going to double the wage bill. It's probably, I think, just back of an envelope calculation, it's around 28 million. So would county councillors then be willing to take on more responsibility if it's the case that it's going to be, it genuinely would become a full-time gig?
Oh, absolutely. But the point I'm making is we have taken on the extra responsibilities. The changes actually took place in 2014. The extra responsibilities are on our shoulders with the past number of years. But as part of the review of the remuneration and our terms and conditions, they're also looking at the role of the councillor. But I think it is important to make the point that our role has changed dramatically over the past number of years. This review is 5 years too late. We should have been receiving that higher rate of pay as far as I'm concerned.
In many cases,
over the past number of
years. Many cases, though, people would say it's the county manager or effectively the CEO, if you like, of the council, that they still ultimately have the kind of final say, the director of services, etc., on what's happening.
No, councillors still have a major role to play. For example, here in Waterford alone, we're beginning the process now of our county development plan. It's councillors at the very heart of that, and that's part of our statutory function. And like I said, in addition to our representational role, in which we're dealing with the constituents' queries all day, every day, we're at the front line when it comes to dealing with constituents. You ask anybody, they'll more than likely know who their local councillor is. I'm not so sure they'll know or have met their local TD recently.
Okay.
And I also think it's worth pointing out that there's cross-party support for councillors on this particular issue. And there's a recognition at the highest levels of government that the issue needs to be dealt with.
Okay, I just want to ask you one other final question, Damien. I'm looking at a text in from one of our listeners this morning who says that they wouldn't mind if county councillors were paid more money, but only if it's genuinely a full-time job and they don't have something else to supplement, that they are putting all of their time into working and being a full-time county councillor. Just, is that something that you'd be in favour of? And do you think the fact that the wage is currently 16,000, is that deterring people from actually going into or putting themselves forward for election as a county councillor?
Absolutely. I do believe that we need to over time move to a full-time position, and quite a lot of councillors themselves recognise that and have moved to that situation. It is very hard right now to be a part-time councillor. The demands are too great in the job. And I think your listener is correct. Councillors should be made full time, and we should be rewarded accordingly.
Okay,
and
we'll leave it.
I think it shouldn't just be the preserve of the wealthy and the people of property as it was in the past. It needs to be open to all. And I think
that making it a full time position would do that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And paying councillors accordingly, you will get good quality candidates and good quality councillors.